Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
The hotline number here is 888-900-9966. You ought to be a part of it. 888-900-9966. Quickly to Matt and Okemos. Matt, real quickly, what's on your mind?
I want to say they can't take the roads, bridges, or Obamacare. They just started, and they want to give free college tuition.
Yeah, they can't get those things done. Well, they just want to buy your vote. They'll never be free college tuition, but they'll make promises of that. Anyhow, thanks for stopping in, Matt. Yeah, Bernie Sanders. Finally, Hillary Clinton actually had some people in the crowd. You know, finally, because, you know, Trump's putting 10, 12, 14,000 people at a time in rooms, overpacking them. He'll be in Michigan Friday at Novi. I'd guess that he'll put 7,000 people in the event center there at the Novi event. We'll see. My next guest, Michael Dougherty, he's joining me to talk more about the whole world and the campaign and so forth. Dougherty, welcome back.
Good morning, sir.
How are things?
Pretty good, man. I just got back from Oregon, so life's good.
Yeah. Alex, do we have clip 12? Yeah, here's what I want to do. Dougherty, I want you to listen to this clip of Gary Johnson yesterday. There's a reason I'm playing this. Gary Johnson with MSNBC's Chris Matthews. The question is, name any world leader that you think is great or respect. Go.
Okay, name a foreign leader that you respect.
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former president of Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
I know.
Anybody in the world you like. Anybody. Pick any leader.
The former president of Mexico.
Which one?
I'm having a brain.
Name anybody.
Fox.
All right. Enough. You get it. He can't name anybody. He doesn't. You know, the Aleppo thing was bad enough. He can't name a single world leader. I bring this to your attention, Dougherty, because I want your feedback on this. You're a University of Michigan guy, right?
Yeah.
The Detroit News today will endorse that guy for president.
No, well, it's the Detroit News. Okay, come on. What are you going to do? Oh, no way.
Isn't that embarrassing? The Detroit News, because the editor, who's on here from time to time, of the op-ed page, who I think is a decent guy, Nolan Finley, but he's been on this Never Trump thing, you know, since it started, and he just won't let go of it. So, well, you know, Gary Johnson, he's a good alternative. Did you just hear a guy who can't name a single world leader? Not one. Anyhow.
The big picture is this. This didn't take 4 years to come. This took about 20, 25 years to hit, where reality is striking people in the face and they don't want to deal with it. When you ignore the Constitution, ignore the populace, start this huge tentacle-laden bureaucratic organism, and finally the people wake up, You get candidates like Trump, and these people are having a problem because they're looking at Hillary and Trump at a debate, and they're sitting home going roll, and then they do stupid things like, you know, too bad.
Yeah, too bad. You know, meanwhile, James Comey demands, do not call us weasels. Well, do you have another name you prefer, Mr. Comey? Because weasels seems to be pretty appropriate from where I'm sitting.
Did you understand what happened? And thank you, Daryl Issa, my big buddy in Congress.
Yeah, no kidding.
He'll help me so much. What he did to Comey yesterday at the Judiciary Committee, he called out that the immunity grants were broader than people know. And he gave immunity to people that were for potentially destroying documents.
Not for potentially destroying. The one guy, Combetta, he was the guy that was on Reddit trying to get advice from, you know, college kids on how to, you know, bleach bit the whole damn thing. And he did it after there was a subpoena from Congress, and he got immunity, for God's sake. And worse than that, Cheryl Mills got not just immunity from destruction of government documents, but transactional immunity too, it seems.
And she is the architect for this. This is the woman that does the cleanup for decades for the Clintons. This is unbelievable. And it's interesting what happens to your career when you get too close to the Clintons, because Comey had such a great reputation, and wow, too close to the light, he is permanently toasted.
Yeah, he has a reputation, all right, but it's not what it was a year ago now, is it?
No.
No, he's destroyed. So I think it's fair to say there never was a serious investigation here.
No, it seems like it was proactively put in the bag. And I want to know what they had on him. because it was pretty unbelievable. If these people turning, you know, a criminal because they're that afraid of a Republican administration and for their jobs, it's crazy. It does show objectively sort of the Sopranos move to Washington type thing. It really shows how people can, you know, snip their whole careers and their understanding of the Constitution and how much of love of country when push comes to shove. It's terrifying.
Yeah, the money, the power. Let's be honest. Hillary Clinton only cares about two things, money and power, because if those coming across the southern border were Republicans, that wall would be poured already.
That's right.
There's no question about it. It's serious. If they're going to vote for Republicans, they'd be done already. But instead, they're out there saying, hey, let's tax the rich. What are we taxing the rich for today, Bernie and Hill? Well, we're going to tax them for free college this time around. Only 83% of Americans would get college for free. 83%. The other 17% would have to pay for everybody else to go to college, apparently, from what I heard yesterday. It's incredible.
Well, and it's interesting that now Trump is now getting upset because he let opportunity pass and people are pointing it out and he's ticked off about it. But he let opportunity pass.
Yeah. It's incredible. All right,
but
so
we got two more debates.
Yeah, we do have two more debates. He let some stuff get away there. I actually think that maybe that was part of the. She is so arrogant right now. She is so, you know, figures she's got him. See, now she's going to drop her guard a little bit. I think that he has an opening here that he didn't have before, potentially.
Well, look. It's not that big a deal in the long run because he's got two more. Because let's not forget, he was totally written off, 6 weeks ago? Was down by 10 and 12 points.
Yep, it was over.
So it's over. I mean, you know, and these people, listeners, pay attention to the vicious temper tantrum you're going to see the next 4 weeks because you think dirty laundry's hit yet? Oh, and where's Julian Assange?
Don't worry.
Well, we got a lot more to go. Yeah. There's a lot more hills in this roller coaster, trust me.
Yeah, Julian Assange, that's what I say. I figure he'll drop the bomb. I figure 48 hours from in front of the third debate. I wrote about this earlier this week, 48 hours before the third debate, he'll lay the big bomb on the table that can't be ignored during the third debate, which will make the whole debate about whatever that is he puts out there potentially. Now that we know that, I need you to weigh in. What was Barack Obama's secret name?
You know, I don't know. I mean, let me see. Oh gosh, I don't know.
Agent 99, Mr. Clean, Man in the Yellow Hat. What was it? Come on.
I don't know.
I mean, can you imagine that? That's the scoop. If you can get that for me.
Liar.
You know, he's the guy that was sending his secret, you know, secret agent man when he's talking to Hillary Clinton on the email. He knew nothing about, of course, but yet he was communicating with it with a secret name.
That he lies so much, it's not even news.
Isn't it weird? Isn't it weird? All right, give me 30 seconds on this race and who's going to win and why, and that's it, and then we're going to run.
Oh, I think Trump's actually going to win. I think this thing is so tight. And I think he's a competitor, and I think he did make a mistake, and he won't pass that up again. It's push comes to shove time, and you got to show who wants it. If it's this tight, she's in trouble.
Nah, I don't disagree with that after $100 million spent on her part or more. All right, Michael Dougherty, always a pleasure. Where can they find your books?
The Devil Inside the Belly.com, Amazon, all over Amazon.
There it is, Michael Dougherty, my hero. And sometime we'll talk about TV. Thanks for stopping in. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. Back after this.